boiling water all around. Up on the boat, you hear it now. Watching out for danger. Runners hard, jungle killers, wake up. It's a real hot river that we're going down. A hot river that we're going down. I'm trying to find a way to cool it down. A hot river that we're going down. The girls are dancing in the sun. Boys forget about their guns. And nobody knows the way home.
And that was one of the tracks from that LP, Hot River. For more information, you can visit them on their website, yesnice.ca. Welcome into the playlist. Coming up later in the program, we are going to be speaking with Rebecca Jordan as she transitions from writer to artist, as well as hearing a very nice exclusive that she gave us to play. So thank you so much for that. That's going to be coming up later, but how about we get into some more music? Here is a nice little cover that I found. This is Joe Jackson and Iggy Pop's rendition of If It Don't Mean a Thing, If It Ain't Got a Swing, which is Joe Jackson's salute to Duke Ellington. For more information, you can find him on his website, joejackson.com.
Swing, 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 swing.
What good is melody? What good is music if it ain't possessing something sweet?
Absolutely.
It ain't the melody, it ain't the music. There's something else that makes the tune complete.
I'm gonna start this beat again.
Right.
Now that's nice. Now Now, all I have to add is this. And we be jamming.
Yeah.
Like this.
Something sweet. It ain't the melody, it ain't the music, it's something else that makes the tune complete. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. It don't mean a thing, all you got to do is sing. It makes no difference if it's sweet or hot. Just got to give that rhythm all you got. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. If it's sweet or hot, just got to give that rhythm all you got. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. It don't mean a thing, all you got to do is sing.
It must be what it is.
Hey, this is Rebecca Jordan, and coming up next, I'm talking with Turtle, but here is my latest single, Eve.
I'm not a broken bird or helpless. I get restless and it shakes me something deep inside my soul. Like lightning in the dark, bless my heart. It wants to leave a mark on this old world before I go. Eve, swallowed a dream. the shape the landscape makes. I wanna run so far. A tale as old as time. Cross my heart and walk the line between all I can be and who you are. Breathe, swallow the dream.
That was the song Eve by Rebecca Jordan, who is on the phone. How's it going?
Hi, going good. How are you?
It's going great. By the way, if people are interested in seeing that video, they can log on to your website, RebeccaJordan.com. And of course, the video that I'm referring to is of Eve, which I went and I saw, and then I tweeted to you that I saw it because I thought it was really interesting that you combined the element of animation, but instead of, you know, putting characters and stuff like that, the animation was a character and the lyrics were kind of important, you know, those were kind of why was that? Do you feel that this song is mainly about reading the lyrics and interpreting that?
Well, partly, yeah. I mean, we actually are gonna make a video, a live video with me in it and costumes and characters. We actually are actually doing that in a couple weeks. And we're even doing a performance video just in the studio at the end of this week, so look out for that. We'll be sure to send that to you. But just to start initially, yeah, we just really felt the song has a very heartfelt and kind of deep lyric, and we wanted to really showcase, you know, that because we feel that's the unique thing about the song. And lyric videos are so popular. I'm personally a huge fan of animation and art and design, and so I was, and I have a lot of friends who are designers and graphic designers and artists, so I was just really fortunate that Blind and the people at Good Looking like really loved the song and were like, hey, can we come up with, help you come up with an interpretation? And it was, you know, it came out even, you know, cooler than I was even anticipating. I wasn't quite even sure what to expect, but yeah, it's like animation really becomes a part of the song, and it takes you on this journey without me or anybody even being in it. And that was kind of initially what I wanted to do, is not be in the way of the song and, you know, have a bunch of close-ups of my face, but really just let people kind of dream to the song and find what it means to them first. And then we'll hit you with shots of me later.
I'm very curious to see those shots later.
Well, if you're overly curious, you'll find photos of me on my site and stuff like that. But, you know, we just wanted to make it about the music. So, the visuals are obviously important, but, you know, so much of a lot of music kind of puts that first, and I didn't want to do that with this particular song. So, but we still will, obviously. We're making the other videos, but we felt really good about introducing it this way first.
Yeah, that's cool. And speaking of dreams, you say that this is kind of about the relationship that we have with our dreams, right?
A little bit, yeah, definitely.
Here's the thing. I feel like I don't dream, or maybe or that maybe my mind is, you know, just saying, hey, your dreams are so awkward that we don't want you to remember. So every time I wake up, I never remember my dreams. Do you remember all your dreams?
Not always. I mean those dreams, but I also mean the dreams like your ambitions and your goals too. You know, like, what do you want to do? What did you want to do when you were little? Did you go for that? Did you get too far away from that? Are you doing that in any way? I mean, those kind of dreams too. But I do remember a lot of my dreams. I write them down. Sometimes they're a little crazy, depending on what I ate or drank the night before. So it just depends. But yeah, I dream a lot. I'm a daydreamer too. I probably dream a little too much.
I know for the last few months you've been kind of focusing on completing this record that's about to come out soon. And it's really funny when you are focusing on something, for some reason, a lot of distractions just seem to appear. Was that the case for you?
Yes and no. I mean, you know, life is one of those things. You're right. When you try to say, I'm only going to do this, then a million other things come up. It's just a matter of setting what your priority is. So I was still writing for other people and doing other things, but I was just really prioritizing finishing and my own record. Because if you don't set that priority and give yourself a goal or a deadline, you won't get it done. You know, you'll just be so easily distracted. So yeah, I did still find myself pulled in other directions. I just have been managing to pull myself back because it's really just been like, let's get to it. And we're pretty much almost done now and really, really excited.
What I found interesting about you was that you wrote songs for Kelly Clarkson and John Legend. Tell me about the transition from, you know, becoming a writer to now being an artist.
I mean, in some ways it's not a transition because I write my songs too, but you're right. It is a bit of a transition because when you're writing for other people, and there's another great artist I've been writing with named Alice Smith, you know, you still have to, at the end of the day, kind of defer to them because it's really them that you're trying to express. And I'm not them. I'm outside of them. So I'm, at the end of the day, I'm almost trying to help them interpret who they are. And so you're kind of almost like a conduit or something, if that makes sense, you know. And it's fun. I think it can be actually useful to have that experience of having a different insight of just, okay, let's write a song, and it's not about you. You're not personally attached to it as much as you are when it's yourself. But yeah, when I get to write only for me, I mean, that's just such a joy and a pleasure because I don't have to explain or communicate. Obviously, it's coming from me, and I can take as much time as I want. I can write at 4:30 in the morning when I want to, you know. Right. John may not want to have a session at that time, so, you know, yeah. I can kind of really, really do what I want and have the freedom to do. So I'm writing with other people, I think, in that way, when I sit down or when I get inspired to work on my own stuff, I think it actually frees me up in a lot of ways because I feel like I can do whatever I want.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's so unrestricting, I guess, you know,
that
transition. I'll tell you what, let's hear another song. We're going to kind of dive into your last, I guess it was an EP that you put out, and I'm going to put the link so people can buy that. Here is Souvenir, and
That'd be great.
Yeah, and we're going to have more with my guest, Rebecca Jordan, right here on the playlist.
Rock and a hard place, I can't even say face, I lost all my cool. On the way, you were right where I found it. I was surrounded, the light of the moon won me over. How do I stay? How do you stay if all this disappears? How do I go? How do I go in every song?
Stay if all this
If you like what you're hearing, make sure to log on to my website, RebeccaJordan.com.
He drowns in his dreams, to exquisite extremes I go, as damned as it seems, there's heaven in these arms to hold. And oh, we both need saving, but no one's about to cave in. It just ain't right. It just ain't right. And oh, I just don't know what we're after. So then beautiful, oh, beautiful disaster. And if we could just hold on through the tears and laughter, would it be beautiful or beautiful disaster? When magic and myth, as strong as we want to believe, as close as we get, we're still just out of reach. And don't it make you crazy? I swear this love might break me. Just ain't right. It just ain't right. No, I just don't know what we're after. Something beautiful or beautiful disaster. And if we could just hold on through the tears and laughter, would it be beautiful or a beautiful disaster? After something beautiful, or a beautiful disaster.
And you just heard the song A Beautiful Disaster by Rebecca Jordan, which you can find on our website, RebeccaJordan.com. Now, we just played Souvenir and Beautiful Disaster. When I heard Eve, I really felt a transition, you know, in your style. Was that a producer thing, or was that something that you wanted to do?
It was actually just, I think, a natural growth and progression. I mean, I love that Souvenir EP. Actually got nominated for an Independent Music Award for Best EP, and I made it with a really amazing guitarist and producer, Kat DeBrock, who's playing with me in New York, and we made it together just all over his apartment, you know, in every room of the apartment. So I love the feel of that. You can kind of feel that it's kind of handmade with love, but... Yeah, I think I just started to grow musically, and he actually has done a little more than half of the record. So even though he did this, those songs, his production expanded too, and Eve was produced by Jeremy Page, who's fantastic, and he just has a super sonic sensibility, as you can tell. So yeah, it was just a natural progression, just wanting to go from acoustic to fuller, more atmospheric, more evocative, more... just images and conjuring that with the music, just a natural kind of growth. So I'm glad that you can tell that. I'm glad that you noticed that. That's cool.
Yeah, it really worked because I was streaming it. And by the way, if you want to get that EP, I'll put the link and I'll also put the embed code. And you can
awesome.
Yeah, you can get that EP for name your price, which I thought was another cool thing that you did. So
yeah, on Bandcamp, on iTunes. You know, I can't tell them what to do. iTunes name surprise. But if you go on Bandcamp, you know, you can pay whatever you want for it.
Yeah, which is great. Lastly, we are going to play Anchor. And now, thank you. Thank you so much for providing this little preview. I know that we are the first to play this very exclusive track. So can you tell me a little bit more about the track?
Yeah, that... super excited about it. It's obviously very different from Eve in terms of feel. The lyrics still mean a lot, but it's fun and it's, you know, gospel oriented. I grew up, even though I went to Catholic school, I grew up in hardcore Baptist church with my parents as choir directors, and that's just like, you know, kind of getting your stomp and your devotion on. But it's fun, you know, there's a whistle in it, and it's really kind of about wanting to feel free, and I love the song. It's one of my favorites on the record. So yeah, it's great that we get to give you a little peek of it.
Yeah, thank you.
And actually, there's going to be a really cool video for that. We're already working on that. That's going to be really cool.
Okay, cool. I can't wait to see it. And tweet me or Facebook me, whatever everyone's doing these
definitely.
Days. Yeah, let me know when it's out because I really like the song. We are going to leave you now with Anchor. And my guest has been Rebecca Jordan. Make sure to catch her on our website, RebeccaJordan.com.
My hand and spoke his plans, but I would not offer the pearl that I hold for sinking land from a drowning man. 'Cause my love,
my love,
my love,
my love
is not an anchor. Set me free.
Time. So-
set me free, 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 my love,
my love,
my love,
my love,
my love is not an anchor. Set me free, free.